Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the history of the Caribbeans. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for documenting the history of the Caribbean, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Aruba, Aruba, A Journey Through Time, Episode 3, a story that promises to detail the history of the first settlers to present day. So sit back and relax as we navigate you through this journey. Chapter 9, The Push for Autonomy. Theme, Identity and Self-Determination. As Aruba transitioned from an oil-driven economy to a tourism powerhouse, a deeper transformation was also brewing, one that would redefine its political identity and relationship with the Kingdom of the Netherlands. For centuries, Aruba had been part of the Netherlands Antilles, a collection of islands under Dutch governance. However, the 20th century saw the rise of a strong movement for autonomy, fueled by a growing sense of cultural pride, political ambition, and the desire for greater self-determination. This chapter explores Aruba's journey to achieving its status as a separate entity within the Kingdom of the Netherlands, the struggles and triumphs of the autonomy movement, and the profound impact it had on the island's identity and governance. The historical context of Dutch governance. Aruba as part of the Netherlands Antilles. For much of its history, Aruba was governed as part of the Netherlands Antilles, a political entity that also included Curaçao, Bonaire, St. Martin, Saba, and St. Eustatius. While this arrangement provided a degree of local governance, key decisions were made in Willemstad, Curaçao, or The Hague, leaving many Arubans feeling marginalized. Growing national identity. By the mid-20th century, Aruba's unique cultural identity, shaped by its indigenous roots, colonial history, and diverse population, began to assert itself more strongly. The rise of Papiamento as a unifying language and the celebration of local traditions, such as carnival, fostered a sense of pride and distinction from the other islands of the Netherlands Antilles. The emergence of the autonomy movement. Political frustrations. Arubans often felt that their needs and priorities were overshadowed by those of Curaçao, the political and economic center of the Netherlands Antilles. The concentration of administrative power in Willemstad led to feelings of neglect and inequity, particularly as Aruba's economy grew more independent through tourism. The role of political leaders. In the 1950s and 1960s, leaders such as Bettico Crows emerged as vocal advocates for Aruba's autonomy. Crows, a charismatic politician and founder of the Movimiento Electoral de Pueblo, MEP, became the face of the movement, rallying Arubans around the vision of greater self-determination. Cultural awakening. The autonomy movement was deeply intertwined with a cultural awakening, as Arubans celebrated their heritage and pushed for recognition of their distinct identity within the Dutch kingdom. Local festivals, music, and art became powerful symbols of resistance and pride, uniting the community in its pursuit of autonomy. The road to autonomy. The status apart movement. The push for autonomy centered on the concept of status apart, a political status that would allow Aruba to govern itself as a separate entity within the Kingdom of the Netherlands. This idea gained momentum in the 1970s and 1980s, with widespread support among Arubans who sought greater control over their political and economic affairs. Negotiations with the Netherlands. Achieving autonomy required complex negotiations with the Dutch government, which was initially hesitant to grant Aruba separate status. Key issues included financial arrangements, defense responsibilities, and the division of administrative powers. The 1983 Agreement. In 1983, after years of negotiations and political pressure, Aruba and the Netherlands reached an agreement that paved the way for Aruba's autonomy. The agreement stipulated that Aruba would become a separate entity within the Kingdom of the Netherlands on January 1, 1986, with full autonomy in internal affairs. The achievement of status apart. The transition to autonomy. On January 1, 1986, Aruba officially became a separate entity within the Kingdom of the Netherlands, marking the culmination of decades of effort and struggle. The island established its own parliament and government, with the authority to manage its internal affairs, including education, healthcare, and economic development. the role of the Dutch government. While Aruba gained autonomy, it remained part of the Dutch kingdom, with the Netherlands retaining responsibility for defense and foreign policy. The relationship between Aruba and the Netherlands evolved into one of partnership and mutual respect, with both sides working to ensure stability and prosperity. Challenges and triumphs of autonomy. Building a new government. Establishing a functional and efficient government was a significant challenge, requiring the creation of new institutions and the recruitment of skilled professionals. Early challenges included managing budgets, addressing social inequalities, and balancing economic growth with environmental sustainability. Economic resilience. Autonomy gave Aruba the freedom to shape its economic policies, allowing it to focus on expanding its tourism industry and attracting foreign investment. The government introduced initiatives to diversify the economy, including renewable energy projects and efforts to promote local entrepreneurship. Social and cultural empowerment. The achievement of autonomy strengthened Aruba's cultural identity, fostering a sense of pride and unity among its people. Educational reforms emphasized the teaching of Papiamento and Aruban history, ensuring that future generations would remain connected to their heritage. The legacy of autonomy, a model for self-determination. Aruba's successful transition to autonomy served as a model for other territories seeking greater self-determination within larger political frameworks. The island's experience demonstrated the importance of strong leadership, cultural pride, and international cooperation. Continued partnership with the Netherlands. The relationship between Aruba and the Netherlands remains a cornerstone of the island's stability and development, with both sides benefiting from mutual support and collaboration. A stronger sense of identity. Autonomy reinforced Aruba's unique identity, allowing the island to celebrate its heritage while embracing its role as a global destination and a member of the Dutch kingdom. Chapter 10, Environmental Challenges. Theme, Balancing Growth and Sustainability. As Aruba transformed from a quiet island into a bustling hub of industry and tourism, the environmental consequences of its growth began to emerge. While the development of the oil industry and tourism brought economic prosperity, they also posed significant challenges to Aruba's fragile ecosystem. This chapter explores Aruba's environmental challenges, the efforts to preserve its natural beauty, and the critical balance between development and sustainability. The environmental legacy of industrialization. Impact of the oil industry. Pollution and land degradation. Decades of oil refining left behind contaminated soil and water, particularly in the vicinity of the Lago refinery in San Nicolas. Air quality issues. The burning of crude oil and refining processes emitted pollutants into the air, affecting public health and the island's natural environment. Abandoned infrastructure. After the closure of the Lago refinery in 1985, remnants of industrial infrastructure, including pipelines and storage tanks, posed challenges for land use and redevelopment. Deforestation and habitat loss. The construction of roads, industrial facilities, and housing led to significant deforestation, impacting native plant and animal species. Species such as the Aruba burrowing owl, Shoko, and the Aruban whiptail lizard, Kododo, faced shrinking habitats as urban areas expanded. Tourism's environmental footprint. Pressure on coastal ecosystems. Beach erosion. Popular beaches like Palm Beach and Eagle Beach experienced erosion due to high foot traffic, overdevelopment, and the removal of natural vegetation. Coral reef degradation. The increase in recreational activities, such as snorkeling and diving, placed stress on Aruba's coral reefs, which are vital for marine biodiversity. Marine pollution. Waste from cruise ships and resorts, including plastic and untreated wastewater, impacted the health of marine ecosystems. Water and energy demand. The rapid growth of the tourism sector led to increased demand for water and energy, straining Aruba's limited natural resources. Desalination plants provided fresh water but consumed large amounts of energy, contributing to carbon emissions. Overcrowding and waste management. The influx of tourists, particularly during peak seasons, overwhelmed waste management systems, leading to littering and illegal dumping. Landfills reached capacity, prompting the need for innovative waste reduction and recycling programs. Aruba's unique ecosystem. Biodiversity hotspots. Despite its small size, Aruba is home to diverse ecosystems, including mangroves, wetlands, and dry scrublands, which support unique flora and fauna. Species like the Aruban parakeet, Perkichi, and the endangered Aruban rattlesnake, cascabel, are found nowhere else in the world. Climate and geography. Aruba's arid climate and low rainfall make its ecosystems particularly vulnerable to changes in land use and climate change. The island's iconic DVDV tree, shaped by constant trade winds, has become a symbol of resilience in the face of harsh environmental conditions. Efforts to address environmental challenges. Creation of Arikoke National Park. In 2000, Aruba established Arikoke National Park, which now covers nearly 20% of the island, protecting key habitats and archaeological sites. The park is home to unique wildlife, ancient petroglyphs, and trails that allow visitors to experience Aruba's natural beauty sustainably. Marine conservation initiatives. Organizations like the Aruba Reef Care Foundation have worked to protect coral reefs and marine life through cleanup events, educational campaigns, and research projects. Efforts to establish marine protected areas aim to regulate fishing, boating, and diving activities to minimize environmental impact. Renewable energy projects. Aruba has committed to transitioning to 100% renewable energy, with projects including wind farms, solar panels, and waste-to-energy plants. The Vader Pete Wind Farm, established in 2009, generates a significant portion of the island's electricity, reducing reliance on fossil fuels. Sustainable tourism practices. Hotels and resorts have adopted eco-friendly practices, such as energy-efficient systems, water-saving technologies, and waste reduction initiatives. Programs like the Green Aruba Initiative encourage businesses and tourists to minimize their environmental footprint. Community involvement in conservation. Grassroots movements. Local environmental groups, such as Fundación Parque Nacional Aruba and Turchig Aruba, play a vital role in conservation efforts, advocating for the protection of wildlife and natural areas. Community cleanup events and educational programs promote awareness and engagement among residents and visitors. Educational initiatives. Schools and universities have integrated environmental education into their curricula, inspiring the next generation to become stewards of Aruba's natural heritage. Public awareness campaigns highlight the importance of sustainability and the impact of individual actions on the environment. Challenges to sustainability. Balancing development and preservation. The demand for new hotels, restaurants, and attractions often conflicts with the need to protect Aruba's natural resources and landscapes. Striking a balance between economic growth and environmental sustainability remains a constant challenge for policymakers. Climate change and rising sea levels. Aruba, like other Caribbean islands, faces the threat of rising sea levels, which could erode beaches, damage infrastructure, and displace communities. Increasing temperatures and changing weather patterns also pose risks to agriculture, water resources, and biodiversity. Global economic pressures. Economic reliance on tourism leaves Aruba vulnerable to global events, such as economic downturns and pandemics, which can disrupt visitor numbers and revenue streams. A vision for a sustainable future. Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Aruba has aligned its policies with the United Nations SDGs, focusing on clean energy, responsible tourism, and climate action. Collaborative efforts with international organizations and neighboring countries aim to address shared environmental challenges. Innovation and technology. Investments in green technology, such as smart grids and electric vehicles, are helping Aruba transition to a more sustainable economy. Research partnerships with universities and environmental organizations are advancing knowledge of climate adaptation and resilience. Cultural integration of sustainability. Sustainability has become a core part of Aruba's identity, celebrated through cultural events, ecotourism experiences, and public art installations. The island's commitment to preserving its natural beauty and heritage inspires both residents and visitors to take an active role in conservation. Chapter 11, Modern Aruba. Theme, a melting pot of cultures and progress. In the 21st century, Aruba has emerged as a modern, thriving nation, a place where cultural diversity, economic innovation, and community resilience intersect to create a unique identity. This chapter explores the evolution of Aruba in the modern era, focusing on its people, governance, economy, and the challenges and opportunities that shape its future. The demographics of modern Aruba. A multicultural society. Aruba is home to a diverse population, with influences from its indigenous Kikisio roots, African heritage, European colonization, and immigration from neighboring Caribbean islands, South America, and beyond. Over 90 nationalities are represented on the island, creating a rich tapestry of languages, religions, and traditions. The role of Papiamento. Papiamento, a Creole language blending Spanish, Portuguese, Dutch, African, and indigenous influences, serves as a unifying force for Arubans. The language is a source of pride and a key element of the island's cultural identity, taught in schools and celebrated through literature, music, and art. Population trends. Aruba's population, currently around 110,000, has grown steadily due to both natural increase and immigration. The island's demographics reflect a youthful population, with a median age in the mid-30s, providing a vibrant workforce and cultural dynamism. Governance and political stability. The Kingdom of the Netherlands. Aruba remains a constituent country within the Kingdom of the Netherlands, alongside the Netherlands, Curaçao, and Sint Maarten. While Aruba manages its internal affairs independently, the Dutch government retains responsibility for defense and foreign policy, ensuring stability and international support. Democratic governance. Aruba operates as a parliamentary democracy, with a multi-party system and regular elections. Key institutions include the Aruban Parliament, Staten, and the Council of Ministers, which oversee legislative and executive functions. Challenges in governance. Like many small nations, Aruba faces challenges such as political polarization, economic dependency on tourism, and public sector efficiency. Efforts to promote transparency, accountability, and public engagement are ongoing, with initiatives to modernize governance through technology and education. The modern economy. Tourism, the lifeblood of Aruba's economy. Tourism accounts for nearly 90% of Aruba's GDP, with over 1.5 million visitors annually before the COVID-19 pandemic. The island's appeal lies in its pristine beaches, luxury resorts, and vibrant culture, attracting visitors primarily from the United States, Canada, and Europe. Diversification efforts. Recognizing the risks of over-reliance on tourism, Aruba has invested in other sectors such as information technology, renewable energy, and creative industries. Initiatives like the Aruba Investment Agency aim to attract foreign investment and foster entrepreneurship. Economic resilience during crises. The COVID-19 pandemic severely impacted Aruba's economy, but the island demonstrated resilience through government support programs, innovative tourism marketing, and a swift vaccination campaign. Lessons learned from the pandemic have reinforced the importance of economic diversification and crisis preparedness. Education and workforce development. A strong education system. Aruba's education system, modeled on the Dutch system, emphasizes bilingualism, critical thinking, and global awareness. Schools teach in Dutch and Papiamento, with English and Spanish introduced as secondary languages. Higher education and vocational training. The University of Aruba offers degrees in fields such as law, finance, and tourism, preparing students for leadership roles in the island's economy. Vocational programs in hospitality, technology, and renewable energy equip students with practical skills for emerging industries. Challenges in education. Despite its strengths, the education system faces challenges such as limited resources, disparities in access, and the need to align curricula with global trends. Efforts to integrate technology and promote lifelong learning are key priorities for policymakers. Cultural vibrancy in modern Aruba. Celebrating diversity. Aruba's multicultural identity is celebrated through festivals, music, dance, and cuisine. Events like Carnival, the Aruba International Film Festival, and the Bonbini Festival highlight the island's rich cultural heritage. Traditional dishes, such as keishi yena and pastchi, are enjoyed alongside international cuisines, reflecting Aruba's global influences. Art and creativity. Aruba's art scene has flourished, with local artists gaining recognition for their work in painting, sculpture, and digital media. Initiatives such as the Aruba Art Fair and street art projects in San Nicolas have transformed public spaces into vibrant showcases of creativity. Preserving heritage. Museums, such as the National Archaeological Museum and the Aruba Alo Museum, play a vital role in preserving and sharing the island's history and culture. Programs to protect historic landmarks, such as the Alto Vista Chapel and the California Lighthouse, ensure that Aruba's past remains accessible to future generations. Environmental leadership. Sustainability initiatives. Aruba has set ambitious goals for renewable energy, aiming to achieve 100% sustainable energy production in the coming decades. Projects such as wind farms, solar installations, and energy-efficient buildings reflect the island's commitment to environmental stewardship. Ecotourism and conservation. Ecotourism initiatives, including guided tours of Arikoke National Park and snorkeling excursions to coral reefs, promote sustainable travel. Conservation programs to protect endangered species, such as the Aruban rattlesnake and sea turtles, highlight the island's dedication to biodiversity. Climate change challenges. Rising sea levels and extreme weather events pose significant risks to Aruba's environment and economy. Collaborative efforts with regional and global organizations aim to mitigate these challenges through adaptation and resilience strategies. Global engagement and cultural diplomacy. Aruba on the world stage. Aruba actively participates in regional organizations, such as the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, and the Organization of American States, OAS, promoting cooperation and development. The island's unique status as part of the Dutch Kingdom provides opportunities for engagement with Europe and beyond. Cultural diplomacy. Aruba uses its rich cultural heritage as a tool for diplomacy, hosting international events and fostering exchanges in art, education, and sports. The island's reputation as a safe, welcoming destination enhances its soft power and global influence. Challenges and opportunities in modern Aruba. Economic dependency on tourism. Diversifying the economy remains a top priority to reduce vulnerability to external shocks. Investments in technology, agriculture, and creative industries offer promising opportunities for growth. Social inequalities. Addressing disparities in income, education, and access to services is essential for building an inclusive society. Community programs and social safety nets aim to bridge gaps and promote equality. Navigating a globalized world. Aruba faces the challenge of preserving its cultural identity while embracing globalization and technological advancements. Balancing tradition and innovation will be key to sustaining its unique character and competitive edge. Chapter 12, The Spirit of Community. Theme: Unity, Resilience, and Togetherness. Aruba's story is not only one of economic transformation and cultural evolution, but also one of an enduring community spirit. Through centuries of colonization, industrialization, and globalization, Arubans have fostered a deep sense of unity, resilience, and mutual care. In this chapter, we explore the essence of community in Aruba, its traditions, values, and how its people come together to support one another in the face of challenges and opportunities. The roots of community in Aruba. Indigenous foundations. The concept of community in Aruba can be traced back to the island's earliest inhabitants, the Kikisio people, who lived in close-knit villages. Their cooperative farming practices, spiritual ceremonies, and collective decision-making laid the groundwork for the sense of unity that continues today. Indigenous traditions, such as storytelling and communal celebrations, have persisted in some form, influencing the way Arubans interact and bond as a society. Colonial influences. Under Dutch and Spanish rule, Arubans developed a strong sense of solidarity to navigate the challenges of colonial governance and resource scarcity. Shared religious practices, particularly through the Catholic Church, became a cornerstone of community life, offering support networks and social cohesion. Immigration and diversity. Aruba's history of immigration, particularly during the oil boom and later tourism expansion, brought together people from over 90 nationalities. This diversity created a melting pot of cultures, fostering mutual respect and collaboration while celebrating individual identities. Traditions that unite the community. Festivals and celebrations. Carnival. Aruba's carnival is the pinnacle of community celebration, involving months of preparation and participation from all walks of life. Colorful parades, music competitions, and costume-making workshops bring families and neighborhoods together in joyous unity. Deragai. This traditional harvest festival, rooted in African heritage, involves music, dance, and storytelling, celebrating the island's agrarian past and the spirit of gratitude. Religious gatherings. Places of worship, including churches, mosques, and temples, play a central role in fostering community bonds. Religious festivals, such as Christmas and Easter, are widely celebrated, often involving processions, communal meals, and acts of charity. Local events and traditions. Bonbini Festival. Held weekly, this event showcases Aruban culture through music, dance, and cuisine, promoting a sense of pride and connection among locals and visitors alike. Neighborhood gatherings. Informal gatherings, such as barbecues and domino games, are common, reinforcing relationships and fostering a sense of belonging. The role of family and relationships. Strong family ties. Families in Aruba are often multigenerational, with grandparents, parents, and children living together or in close proximity. Family gatherings are frequent and highly valued, providing emotional and practical support in times of need. The value of friendship. Arubans place a high importance on friendship, with lifelong bonds often formed through school, work, or community activities. Hospitality is a hallmark of Aruban culture, with friends and neighbors readily offering help and sharing resources. Community as an extended family. Beyond biological ties, the concept of community as an extended family is deeply ingrained. In times of crisis, Arubans come together to provide assistance, whether through organized relief efforts or individual acts of kindness. Community resilience in times of crisis. Natural disasters. While Aruba is located outside the hurricane belt, it has occasionally been affected by tropical storms and other natural events. In such times, the community mobilizes quickly, with neighbors helping each other secure homes, distribute supplies, and rebuild damaged areas. Economic challenges. Economic downturns, such as the closure of the Lago refinery in 1985 and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, have tested Aruba's resilience. During these periods, community-driven initiatives, such as food banks and cooperative ventures, have provided crucial support to those in need. Public health crises. The COVID-19 pandemic highlighted Aruba's ability to unite in the face of adversity. Residents adhered to public health guidelines, supported local businesses, and participated in vaccination campaigns, demonstrating a collective commitment to recovery. Social organizations and grassroots movements. Nonprofits and NGOs. Organizations such as the Aruba Red Cross, Foundation Panos Comunidad, and environmental groups like Turchigaruba play a vital role in addressing social and ecological challenges. These groups often rely on volunteers and community donations, reflecting the deep sense of civic engagement among Arubans. Youth and education programs. Community centers and youth organizations, such as YMCA Aruba, provide after-school programs, sports activities, and mentorship opportunities, fostering personal growth and social responsibility among young people. Cultural and arts initiatives. Art collectives, theater groups, and music ensembles bring people together to celebrate creativity and cultural heritage, often hosting events that benefit local charities or community projects. The role of governance in strengthening community. Investments in social services. The Aruban government prioritizes social welfare, with programs aimed at improving healthcare, education, and housing for all residents. Public initiatives, such as subsidized childcare and elder care services, help alleviate burdens on families and strengthen the social fabric. Public-private partnerships. Collaboration between the government and private sector has led to successful community projects, such as affordable housing developments and renewable energy programs. Local governance and participation. Town hall meetings and public forums provide opportunities for residents to voice their concerns and contribute to decision-making processes, fostering transparency and trust in governance. Challenges to community unity. Economic inequality. Despite Aruba's overall prosperity, disparities in income and access to resources remain a challenge, particularly for immigrants and low-income families. Addressing these inequalities is essential to maintaining social harmony and cohesion. Urbanization and modernization. Rapid urbanization and the pressures of tourism have led to changes in traditional ways of life, sometimes straining community bonds. Efforts to preserve neighborhoods and support small businesses are critical to sustaining the island's sense of community. Globalization and cultural preservation. While globalization brings opportunities, it also poses risks to local traditions and cultural identity. Balancing progress with preservation is a key challenge for Aruba's future. The spirit of One Happy Island. A shared identity. The slogan One Happy Island reflects not just Aruba's appeal to tourists, but also the shared sense of identity and pride among its residents. This ethos is evident in the island's hospitality, cultural celebrations, and collective resilience. A vision for the future. Aruba's community spirit will continue to play a central role in shaping its future, ensuring that progress and development are guided by the values of unity, inclusivity, and sustainability.